Morning, Sam. Are you well?
Morning, Mike. Very well, thanks.
I like the look of your two-year-olds heading to Caulfield tomorrow in both previews. You've got two. You've got Philosopher and Dormier going around in the Colts and Geldings. And I spoke to you before Philosopher's debut, and you would have been pretty happy with what he did. He was exactly what you said. Fast, professional, and got the win on debut. Much improvement out of that first racetrack appearance?
Yeah, we think he has improved. He had a very good blow there after his debut, and you know, he's tightened up a little bit for it. You know, he's had a bit of time between runs. We've sort of been able to up his work a little bit. You know, for a horse like him who's, you know, does it at both ends, you know, I thought he did a good job to hold them off. He was probably out on his feet the last 50 there. Mm. And but he's, you know, I think now having had the run and the experience and been to Caulfield, it sure hopefully match for, you know, a better performance.
Tomorrow's only 1,000 metres, but do you think he's got the, I suppose, tenacity and also the strength to run a strong 1,200 if he gets to the final of the Blue Diamond?
Well, that's, you know, that's probably the query, but he actually relaxes very well out in front and paces himself pretty well. Tomorrow, you know, probably doesn't tell us a whole lot more in terms of getting to the 1,200. It'll probably tell us whether we do give him another one in the prelude or whether we, you know, went straight in. But yeah, we'll just get through tomorrow, and you know, 2 year olds are like, they're sort of here and then they're not. So we just want to keep massaging him through and you know, hope that he keeps improving.
It's only a field of five in the Colts and Geldings preview. Is that a surprise for you? Where are all the good 2 year olds, the boys?
Yeah, it surprised me. I don't know. Maybe a lot of the Sydney siders like to play at home for their first run. And, you know, I suppose each year you generally see the prelude end up with a couple of horses, you know, from Snowden and Hawks always have a couple there for the prelude. We like to always give them as many looks at Caulfield really as we can in terms of getting to a Blue Diamond. It can only really be a benefit for them.
What can you tell us about Dormier? Beautifully bred, as most of the Godolphin runners are, this debutant, two-year-old colt.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. He's prepped up well. He's probably not an out-and-out 1,000-metre horse. He's probably one that's going to be better at 1,100, 1,200. But, you know, we generally don't love running two-year-olds against each other. We try and separate them where possible. But, you know, this just looks like the right race to have him in and gives him a good experience. We won't tie Damien down with too many instructions. He's ridden him a couple of times and he likes how he's gone. So he should run well, but probably better at 1,100 or 1,200.
I see he's got a tongue tie on. Is that unusual to have a two-year-old make his debut with a tongue tie on?
No, a philosopher's got one on as well, so it seemed to work okay for him. But I think, you know, you trust your track riders and what you see in their work, and you know, you tinker with their gear throughout the prep and work out what works best for them. He's always been in one, basically since we've had him in the stable, so he's pretty accustomed to it.
How do you compare your fillies to your colts at this stage? You've got Bistro and Satin Love in the fillies preview tomorrow.
Well, they're sort of probably different horses. Philosophers, you know, very fast. Bistro led up at Sandown, but I don't think she'll probably have the speed to lead them up tomorrow, which is a good thing. We do want to see her ridden with a sit. So they've all only had, you know, really one run, so we would rarely judge one on one run. We want to see them do it a couple of times. You see plenty of sort of flashes and spans of two-year-olds, but that Love from the gate, you know, might be an opportunity to get a bit of cover on her and finish off. Bistro should get a really nice run throughout. So I think tomorrow tells us where they're all lining up. They're all heading there in really good shape and should all perform well.
She looked really professional on debut, Bistro.
Yeah, she was. I mean, it was a very small field. They went very slow. She was probably entitled to win, given the run that she had in front. But she looked very lost there. She's never been in that position to... She's never led up a gallop, let alone a race. So she is a filly that's kept improving. We gave her a couple of weeks off after that, and she jumped out really nicely at Werribee. So, she should just keep improving.
You've got another nice two-year-old filly from the Godolphin team called Moco, and I see you've got her entered in the Widden. Have you elected to go the Sydney path with her?
No, so she'll go straight to the Blue Diamond Prelude. We felt that she's much better at 1100. She just got run off her feet a little bit on debut in the Mersing Tupus, so we'll just hold her back till then. And but yeah, she's a nice filly. There probably wouldn't be a lot between her and Bistro. She might just be that little bit ahead, and Satin Love would be, you know, I would think probably on par with Moco, something like that.
You know, you've won two of the last three Diamonds. Can you compare this time of year? As you said, they're here one day sometimes and they're gone the next, or you've got horses like Artorias that just continue to improve and jump out of the ground. How do you think your team is now, a few weeks out or almost a month out from the Diamond?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty pleased with the team we've got. You need a lot of luck with barriers and runs in transit and all of that. But, you know, in terms of lining them all up, tomorrow gives us a good guide, and you know, we'll probably run one Thursday night that goes quite nicely. So there's, you know, this week we'll really tell us, you know, where they're all going.
Yeah, that was a very nice trial of River Ribble. So it'll go to Pakenham on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's likely he'll run in the 1200. We sort of undernard where we wanted to go with him, but that looks a nice kickoff point.
You've got a big team heading to Caulfield tomorrow. I see there's a forecast of 36 degrees now for tomorrow. How do your horses usually handle the heat, or is it just like humans, all individuals?
Yeah, I think it's all different. Some will handle it better than others. A two-year-old, you know, that'll be a challenge for them, for sure. And, you know, we keep a close eye on them after the race. A few of them can pull up with heat stress every now and again and some legitimate excuses like that, so we'll just have buckets of water ready and make sure they're well hydrated today and after the race tomorrow.
It's extremely difficult for the track curators when we've got this warm weather. We ended up on a good two at Moonee Valley on Saturday. How did your runners come through Moonee Valley?
On the whole, they actually all pulled up pretty well. Eros pulled up pretty shin sore, so he's gone to the paddock for a break. He was quite shin sore, so that was he probably just jarred up a little bit there, but the others, yeah, Touchwood, they've all come through it initially really well.
Unflinching was really good. Have you worked out where you're going to go with him next?
Not quite yet. It's the programming probably forces him to jump to 1200. There's a race at Caulfield in a couple of weeks that he might find himself in. So, you know, he's got to run 1200 if he's going to be a good horse. Mm. So, that'll be the plan to give him his shot over that trip.
Back to Caulfield tomorrow. You've got Syracuse we get to see after its impressive debut performance first up tomorrow. What are you expecting?
Expecting to probably improve for the run. She's had a checkered sort of preparation so far. She just had a little step back with a blood a few weeks ago. But she's quite a nice filly, but just think she might just improve for the outing tomorrow.
And No Crying took no part last start. What do you think tomorrow?
Yeah, that was a stable error. So, we think she was in the market there and we thought she'd run very well. So you put a line through it, given she didn't take any part. You know, if you were going on the market, she was probably the same price as the favourite in the race tomorrow. So she's probably value on that. She's got a good gait. She should get a nice run. She's nice and fit, so just put the saddle on a little bit tighter tomorrow, I think.
Was that you or was that Dad?
No, it was neither. We were at the sales, so anyway, okay. It happens. It's just one of those things. It's just a mistake that really happens, but every now and then it does.
Silver lining is we're getting $17 now tomorrow, so No Crying could be good value. Over in the Sir John Dillon Stakes, you've got Open Minded and Groundswell. And gee, Open Minded, it looks a good race. I know you've got to tackle this American horse from the Mar Eustace stable, but three from three from the track, drawn to get a good run. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, the favourite's going to be very hard to beat. Obviously in very good form, but we're happy with both horses. I thought Groundswell was actually probably over the odds. He's been trialling up really well. He's going very well at home. He is probably going to improve for the run, but he's probably, of the horses in the race, he's probably got, you know, the most runs on the board with, in terms of standard he's been racing at. So expect both to run very well. You know, the speed map, both ours go forward, which we're thinking probably goes forward as well. So we'll just have to, you know, work out where they line up. But, you know, they'll both be in the first three somewhere.
Well, he's an $11 chance, Groundswell. So a good push in the Sir John Dillon. And show some decorum's a roughing in the last as well. Can it make an impression?
He could. He was a good run the other day, albeit in, you know, lesser standard race than what he meets tomorrow. He's wide and kept surging late. 1400's, you know, right on his outer limit, but he draws a soft gate to get a good run. If the brakes come at the right time, he can run well, but he's just going to need it all to pan out for him.
Will Sinowan run in the Australia Stakes at the Valley on the weekend?
Yeah, he will. Yeah, he'll line up. He's crept up well. The 1200 might be a little bit sharp for him. He trialled behind Streets of Avalon there the other day. But yeah, he gets the crossover on, gives him a run, and then we'll, you know, probably look to head to the oar with him.
Is he a Group 1 horse, do you think, from what he's shown you?
Yeah, we think he is. Yeah, we think he's up to it. He's, you know, we hadn't actually had him that long, obviously, prior to last prep. He took a good improvement from his first run, and when you see a horse improve from run to run like that and go to that level, I think it's a, you know, it's a pretty good sign. He's got a blistering turn of foot off a good tempo, so we think he's probably better in better races. And what his best distance is, we don't know. I mean, he got out to 2,000 overseas, but he's working quite sharp. That, you know, 1400, you know, looks like it's right in his wheelhouse out here.
Gee, it's an exciting week. The good horses are coming back. Can you leave us with a winner today? You've got one today at Kilmore, Brazen Bully.
Yeah, we get the blinkers back on. He just had a bit of a wander around first up. If they're making ground and the track's playing fair, then he can win. But yeah, he's probably, you know, he's right price.
He's bet second favourite, $2.60. Good on you, Sam. Best of luck over the coming days.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.
Sam Freeburn.